everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Driving with Randy. How is everybody doing today? My name is Road Rage Randy, and this is the Driving with Randy podcast, a podcast I started 4 years ago. Right? 4 years? Has it been 4 years? It's been quite some time. Or has it been 3 years? I don't even remember at this point, ladies and gentlemen. I'm actually running on about 3 hours of sleep right now. Didn't sleep too hot last night. But I started it from my 2007 Toyota Sienna Silver Edition. We are currently in a 2018 Subaru Forester Black Edition. We just got done with a little walk out here at the state park. So you might hear my watch beep, but we're not talking about that today. We are talking about last night. And by last night, I don't mean staying up till 3 o'clock and then having to drive my mother into work. Now, I'm like a strictly 12 o'clock bedtime kind of a person, but we had a big event going on last night. And if you can't tell by the title, you know exactly what it is. I went to go see Blink 182, and it was a fantastic time. So let me take you into this. Now, Blink 182 kind of went through, I've listened to them for 10 to 13 years probably, grew up on them in middle school. They've been around a long time. They kind of had this period where they weren't making music, then they had a period where they had a replacement singer, and basically the band's back together. Tom's back. That is why we are here. That is why they announced a U.S. world tour. Tom DeLonge is back. They had Matt Skiba for a little bit, and I think he did a good job. I just don't necessarily think it's for my taste. I listen to Blink for Tom. I love Tom DeLonge. Tom DeLonge's solo stuff, some of his solo stuff, his stuff with Angels and Airwaves, his kind of side project. He did a side project, Boxcar Racer. I loved that. You know, the other singer in the group is Mark Hoppus. And don't get me wrong, I like Mark Hoppus. He had a side gig as well called 42 Degrees, I believe, and or 42 Below. Might be 42 Below. I've listened to their album. I don't necessarily mind it. It's a listen. I like it. I'll listen to it. I won't skip it. But it's not something I go out of my way regularly to listen to it. And then their third member of the band is Travis Barker. Travis Barker, if you don't know who he is, he's like a pop punk drummer legend. Man is featured on about 30 new songs a week. The guy puts in some work into, oh my God, to see that live. Holy shit. Holy shit. He's a beast of a drummer. So when they announced their world tour, they came out with a new song called Edging. And ultimately, I decided I have to see this band. So Blink 182 is my most listened to band on Spotify. I think the last time I looked, I had somewhere around 52 days worth of my life listening to Blink 182. And that doesn't include, you know, I've listened to, I think Angel and the Airwaves is my third most listened to band. Somewhere up there in the 10 to 15 day range. So I've most certainly put in my time listening to Blink 182. And I knew I had to see them, and I knew tickets were going to go quick. Tickets were going to be a little bit of expensive, but you know what? I wanted to see them, and it would be my first concert on my own terms. I've been to 3 concerts in my life. The first one I ever went to was Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. I went with my family. Bob Seger is my dad's, he loves. Okay. Bro, you've been stopped at this yield sign now for as long as I can see. Please don't. It's a yield sign, lady. It's not, you waiting for it to turn green? What's going on back there? Anyways, my dad loves Bob Seger. He's got vinyls, he's got t-shirts, CDs, probably has cassette tapes of Bob Seger. And I'm not saying like it was a bad show. I really enjoyed that show. They had the saxophone hit, and it was like, whoa! I really enjoyed that show. And then my second concert was, I think it was Usher. It was kind of just on a whim. Maybe, was it Usher? Jay-Z? Maybe Jay-Z. No. As you can tell, I remember it, but it didn't hold a special place in my heart. Basically, I went on a trip down to Kansas City with the boys to get some barbecue, and we were getting some barbecue at this restaurant, and they have like this block of restaurants that has a stage in the middle, and we're like, holy shit, there's a concert going on tonight. Why don't we just fucking go? So we bought tickets and went. I remember I was acting like a super fan. He kept talking about his day ones. So he's from Kansas City. He kept talking about his day ones. I kept saying, that's me, I'm his day one. And then he'd start the next song, and I'd turn around to the girls behind us and be like, what's this song? I'd never heard this one before. Oh, that was a really fantastic time. It looks like I just missed the rain. I got rained on a little bit at the beginning, but this was my first concert on my own terms. Like, I really enjoy this band. I wanted to go see Blink-182. Got the pre-sale tickets. I hit some people up. I said, who wants to go? I got two takers. We're like, wonderful, great. I bought three tickets. $90 a piece. Pretty damn good seats. If you're familiar, it was like in line with the front of the stage, and we were five rows up. Ended up, you know, Ticketmaster doing the scam that they do. It ended up being $120 a ticket, which is still, in my opinion, I wanted to go see this band. So, you know, I hit people up. I said, what's your price limit? What are you willing to pay? Let's try and get tickets. So I bought three tickets, $120 a piece, damn good seats, and we were set. We were ready. This was back in October, 6 months out. I was pumped, but I'm like, why do we have to wait so damn long? I'm ready. So we were gonna be the first stop of their US tour. They were gonna start in South America. And what ended up happening was their drummer broke his finger and ended up having to reschedule the South American tour. So we were the first stop of their entire world tour. I'm pretty fucking pumped about that. I saw the set list leaked online. The first song was not the first song on the set list. What ended up happening was the songs were the same, but they switched up the order of a couple of them. Great. But anyways, so how the day started, I'm going to try and keep this podcast as wholesome as possible, but this was all part of the journey, all right? I unfortunately had a ticket holder back out 5 hours before the show. So I had 5 hours to fill a ticket or eat the cost of the ticket. Unfortunate, I definitely feel a little bit disrespected by that, but at the end of the day, the concert was totally worth it, and I found somebody. I text some friends. They're like, I can't go. I text my Applebee's waitress. She was more than down, but she felt uncomfortable calling in because she just started a new job. And she didn't want to blow that. So I'm like, all right, fine, whatever. So ultimately, I went ahead and I took to Twitter, and I hit up one of my gaming friends. I slid into his DMs and I said, sir, I have a Blink-182 ticket. You trying to go? And he said, yes, sir. So I gave him my phone number. I told him the plan. I said, me and my friend, we get an Applebee's before. Then we're going to be down there 7 o'clock or so. I was pumped. I was ready to fucking party. We hit Applebee's up. We went downtown. We parked at my friend's work. We walked to the XL. We're waiting for my friend. And then my gaming friend texts me and says that he honked at somebody, and the fucker picked up a bunch of twigs and a rock and threw it at his car and cracked the damn windshield. So he's waiting on the cops to file a report. I'm like, damn, bro. if only that guy knew my friend was probably packing heat and he was probably 2 seconds from pulling that motherfucker on him. Holy shit, what is wrong with people? Why are you throwing rocks when you're in the middle of a damn busy road? Ultimately, he made it. He didn't see opening two bands, but he saw the main event, Blink-182. So the two opening events, we had Beauty School Dropout, which I was unfamiliar with. I hadn't heard of them before. I checked out some of their music online. I could only find a couple of songs, and you know what? I fuck with them. They weren't bad. Live, great show. I really, really enjoyed them. I thought they did absolutely great. The second band was Turnstile. Now, Turnstile, I've seen some of their live films on YouTube, and their shows are atmospheric and wild, like fan-fucking-tastic. Looks like a great time. Their recorded studio stuff, I don't know. It doesn't really sit good with me, I guess. I guess I'm more of a fan of, you know what? I got something crawling on my toe right now. I probably have a wood tick crawling in my shoe. So I'm going to make sure we check that so we don't get Lyme's disease. I just feel it crawling on my toe right now. Anyways, Turnstile, what a fucking performance. I enjoyed every minute of it. It was fantastic. My friend arrived just before the Blink came on, maybe 10 minutes before. Like, he was spot on the timing. He came in, and you know what? I had a fan-fucking-tastic time. Blink is not known for... There's a dead possum. Well, three honks salute and respects. Sorry, possum. So there was... What was I on about? Oh, so Blink-182 is not necessarily known for their live sound. In my honest opinion, I've heard that they have sounded absolute shit live from what I've seen. I've listened to a couple of their YouTube shows and, you know, they ain't necessarily the best. I was blown the fuck away. Holy moly. They sounded fantastic. Tom has been working on his singing. The instrumentals are always going to be great. Travis Barker on the drums. They're fucking fantastic. I was blown away. I had such a damn good time with some great people. You know, we had situations where my friend was getting a water and he starts talking to these people who are just like, fuck yeah, Tom's back. And they're having a great time. The people next to us, like, Tom's back, Tom's back. I love the atmosphere of everyone just being so fucking happy. And I had such a great time. I heard some of my favorites. I think a couple of my favorites will never get played live. They have either a sad undertone or they just don't fit the atmosphere that would be good for a live show. But they played some bomb-ass songs. I know my one friend didn't, he just agreed to go to have a good time, basically. He wasn't too familiar with a lot of their songs. And he went to a concert earlier in the week and he actually said that this concert was significantly better, and he actually liked the other two bands that he saw earlier in the week. So if that speaks volumes, I mean, there it is. People that don't even know the Blink-182 were having a great time. They had some pretty sick shirts. I wasn't willing to wait in line, though. And I mean, at the end of the day, it's a t-shirt. I'm there for the experience of, I saw Blink, my favorite band live. And you know what? Tom killed it. Mark killed it. Travis killed it. You know, and some lore behind this, Mark, he during one of their songs, he actually came out, we knew this, but he said, you know, 2 years ago, I was going through chemotherapy, and today we start our world tour. Like, boom, that's insane. Tom did his own thing. Travis was actually in a plane crash and had some pretty severe burns, has some pretty severe trauma as far as flying. And he's actually overcome that fear, and they're going on a world tour, baby. If you have the opportunity to get tickets for a reasonable price, or if you're a super fan and you're debating whether $150 for a nosebleed seat's worth it, it was a great time. They had monitors so you could see very, very well. The graphics, the they had like blow up things. They had a bunch of lights. They had strobes. They had fireworks. They had everything. I loved it. What the hell is going on at the fucking elementary school? They got like 900 fucking signs up, like advertisements. We got Culver's. I could use a Butterburger. Anyways, folks, Blink-182 concert. It was a fantastic time. I can't thank my friends enough for coming out and seeing Blink with me. I just wanted to share the experience with people. And I had a 10 out of 10 experience, that's for sure. We're pulling into the driveway right here. I'm on a high. That's why I was up till 3 fucking a.m. My ears were ringing a little bit, but I was so fucking jacked. Like, this is my band! And I get to go fucking see him, and Tom's back. Oh, it was fantastic. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, you guys know the drill. At Thoughts by Randy on Twitter. Maybe I'll invite you to the next show. Rate me on Spotify, iTunes, Google, Stitcher, Audible, wherever you get your podcasts. Drop a rating if you feel the need to donate to the podcast. Venmo, PayPal, link is in the description below. If you are new to the podcast because you're a Blink-182 fan and wanted to listen to this, I hope you guys have just as much fun at the concert as I did. I'm actually surprised I can do this podcast today. I was definitely screaming, losing my voice. Holy fuck. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you guys had a fantastic time on today's episode. I hope to see you back next week. If I don't, I hope you guys have a wonderful life. Peace!